The Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis teaches us. Amar Rav Chanina, Bar Reish Lo Kaminis Kadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bas V'dam. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts is so totally different than the way human beings do. Midas Bas V'dam Melech Yosh B'fnim. By human beings, the king sits indoors. V'am Shem Reis B'chutz. And the people are outside guarding, protecting him. By Kadosh Baruch Hu is just the opposite. Avodav, we, his servants, Yosh Mifnim, are sitting in our homes. V'hum Mishamrim B'chutz, and he watches us from outdoors. Shenema, Hashem Shemrecha, Hashem Tzolcha, Adyad Minecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu protects us from wherever we are through, and the mezuzah is what represents that protection. And this is the makar for the incredible power that the mezuzah represents. As the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mezuzah teaches us, Chayv Adam Lizor B'Mezuzah. A person has to be very careful about Hilchos Mezuzah. Neshi Chayvus HaKol Tomid. It's a constant obligation. Because man sheyichnas v'yetzei, whenever a person walks in or out of his home, yifka b'yichud Hashem shmoy shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, he will meet kaviyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu v'yiska avosoi, and he will remember how much Hashem loves us v'yom mishnoisav v'shiyosav, and it will help that the person should wake up and realize, but heavily as man, not to waste his time. Nothing remains forever. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will cause him to act appropriately. And in fact, the Rishonim tells us, somebody who wears tefillin on his head, on his hands, but sits for big day and sits on his arm, on his back, on his clothing, mezuzah b'pischai, muchzuk loy shlo hechta, shreyesh lemaskirim rabim. He has many things to remind him not to do averis. V'heim heim ha-malochim shemetzilay se malachtoy. That's what prevents him from doing averis. Shenema, choyrem Hashem, sovel yirei v'yichaltzim. And the Torah in Yerideya Simen Resh Pei Hei teaches us, V'abayis Nishmal Yodai. Our homes are protected through the mezuzah. K'shimoy Shadosh Refirish Hashem Shem Recha. And he quotes our Gemara on how the mezuzah protects us all, how the mezuzah protects us all the times. And the Gemara teaches us in the Yerushalmi, that as well, that the mezuzah is something that Kadosh Baruch Hu protects us. Somebody wanted to send a gift to a king, and he said, you sending me something that I need to protect. A mezuzah is something that protects us. And that's why there's a minig, the Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, Simen Resh Pei Hei Sif Beis, the Ramah brings from the name of the Maril, that when a person enters or leaves his house, he should put his hand on the mezuzah. And there's a discussion, Rabbi Kiva Eger, regarding people who put their hands on the mezuzah, even if the mezuzah is not in a mezuzah case. Because the halacha is, as the Ramah and Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Mem Zayin Sif Aleph teaches us, that somebody shouldn't touch a Sefer Torah with his bare hands. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the same halacha applies when touching a mezuzah. And therefore, even though we just learned that there is a Inyan to hold, to touch the mezuzah. Says Rabbi Kiveger that since the Gemara does not bring down that halacha, so that minig of touching the mezuzah cannot be stronger than the isser of touching Kisvei Kodesh with your bare hands. The Noi de Behuda disagrees. The Noi de Behuda says that the isser of touching Kisvei Kodesh with your bare hands only applies by Sefer Torah, not by other Kisvei Kodesh. And so too is the opinion of the Shev Yaakov. There's another reason why the Paiskim say we can touch a mezuzah with our bare hands, and that is that since the mezuzah, as we're learning in our sugyas, is connected to the house, and the house is mechubel karka, and we know in halacha that anything which is mechubel karka is not mekabel tumah, and therefore we could be a little more lenient in touching the mezuzah. The Oshri says that not only when somebody leaves the house or enters the house, he should put his hand on the mezuzah, but also he should say the pasuk Hashem Yishmer, Hashem Shomri, Hashem Tzili Al Yad Yemini. Another minig I saw is that you say the pasuk Hashem Yishmer Tzeisi Uvaya Mi'atavat Oilam. As much as there's an inyan, as we're learning in our Gemara, that a mezuzah is a shmira on the home, the paiskim discuss the halacha of not being allowed to write in the mezuzah anything extra. A mezuzah is only what was declared by the Torah to be included in the mezuzah. Anything that's not included by the Torah as being mechuyev in mezuzah, we should not put in the mezuzah. I saw a very interesting psak from the Chashukei Chemed, from Rav Zilberstein Shlita. He says that somebody has a fund, that money put to the side, that he uses only in case of this sakana. Is he allowed to use that money to buy mezuzahs for his home? And he says that absolutely, as our Gemara clearly indicates, the mezuzah is what protects us, b'shah sakana. And since the mezuzah is what protects us, b'shah sakana, we certainly may use that money for a mezuzah. And in fact, he says a very interesting story that Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin had a orphanage, and he said he used the funds that were collected for the orphanage to spend for people to check their mezuzahs. For he said that in the mezuzah it says, L'man yibru yameichem mei v'neichem, the best thing that could happen to the orphanage is that the orphanage should have no customers. And how will the orphanage not have any customers? By putting a mezuzah on the doors of our home, and the mezuzah has in it the word, has in it, L'man yibru yameichem mei v'neichem. That is the most important, that is the biggest shmira we could have in our house. And that's why I saw that Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that the Medrash says that Naomi said to Rus, Biti, Ein darkon shall benois Yisrael lo debebai she'en by mezuzah. When she was telling her what it means to be a Jew, she says, Jews don't live in homes that don't have a mezuzah. So Rus said back, Beshetali Olin. I too will always be careful to have a mezuzah on my door. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, what was Naomi telling Rus? He says, perhaps what Naomi was telling Rus is certainly in a situation where you have a home that's mechuyev and mezuzah. That wasn't what Naomi was telling Rus. What Naomi was perhaps telling Rus is that even when maybe you're not mechuyev to have a mezuzah, a Jew should always be careful to have a mezuzah on his door. Because the mezuzah, as we're learning in our shir, is our shmira. And as I saw from the Maral in the Nesivas Olam, and I think what the Maral means to say is, we know there's a famous vart from Chaim Volozhiner that the way a Jew is protected, if a Jew connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has in mind, Ein Oid Novadoi, that there's no one else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the biggest shmira a Jew can have. So the Maral suggests that every time a Jew walks in or out of his home and he sees the mezuzah, that remembers, that reminds him that Ein Oid Novadoi, that the only thing we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since the only thing we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remembering that all the time is the biggest shmira that we could have. And then I saw a beautiful vart to in line what we said a moment ago, that the Maril, the Shulchan Aruch, the remark quotes the Maril, that the minig is that every time a Jew enters or leaves his home, he should kiss the mezuzah, or touch the mezuzah. He says, it's no different than a soldier in an army. That just like a soldier in an army, so every time he sees a general or he sees somebody of a high rank, he salutes. When we walk in and out of our homes and we see the mezuzah, what we're doing is we're saluting to our general. We're saluting to our leader. Who is our leader? Our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're recognizing his leadership over us by touching and recognizing the mezuzah at the doors of our home.